哎，我们问安。
I'm happy to be with you again. I've been here a few times, and I enjoy my fellowship with you as a congregation.
很高兴能够再一次来到这里。我来到这里已经好几次了。每一次来到这里，各位一起交通，我都感到非常的喜乐。
I also appreciate friendship with your pastor, Pastor King, as we have a chance to visit from time to time as well.
我很感谢跟基牧师之间的情谊的交往，我们在之间有几次的交通。
It's really a privilege to share together as we work in partnership with the gospel of Jesus Christ.
我们在这里真的是因着神给我们的权柄，能够来这边分享神的话语。
Today my message is called What Are We Proud Of?
我们今天要分享的是我们靠什么夸口。
And our society has a habit of celebrating people who are proud of things or people who promote themselves.
我们这个社会常常用着我们自己来提升自己的事情来作为一个夸口。
Our American culture, I can only speak about American culture, likes to, loves their celebrities and people who are wealthy, people who are famous, they are lifted up in our culture.
在美国这个文化里面，常常会来借着名人或是一些财富地位来作为夸口的的项目。
Certainly an example of that is Michael Jackson, who died recently. All the focus was on him, his life, and all the tragedies of his life.
最明显的一个例子就是 Michael Jackson 最近才刚刚去世的，所有的媒体都在报着他的这一个一生以及他那个这个生命里面的悲惨的事情。
And you can make a case for the fact in American culture, humility is not a virtue. It is not something that people look and strive toward.
所以我们可以看得到，在美国这个社会、这个文化里面，谦卑并不是这个社会文化的一个特质。
American culture celebrates those who promote themselves, those who are willing to be proud of their accomplishments.
在美国这个社会里面，我们很容易的来对着一些名誉、名声，或是说提升自己社会地位的事情，来作为一个夸口的地方。
I came across a scripture in Jeremiah chapter 9, which I would like to share with us as a congregation today.
让我们现在大家一起来看耶利米书第九章。
And I think the thing I appreciate about this text is that it really speaks to our world, our situation, that we are to boast in the Lord, not in our own accomplishments.
在耶利米书第九章二十三节到二十四节里面，神告诉我们，我们这个社会所夸口的，跟经上所教导的。
I will read Jeremiah 9:23 and 24 in English first, and then it will be in Chinese.
耶利米书九章二十三到二十四节。
It says, "This is what the Lord says: Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom, or the strong man boast in his strength."Or the rich man boast in his riches, but let him who boasts boast about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord, who exercises kindness, justice, and righteousness on earth. For in these I delight, declares the Lord.
耶利米书九章二十三到二十四节，耶和华如此说：智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口。财主不要因他的财物夸口，夸口的却因他有听明、有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱、公平和公义，以此夸口。这是耶和华说的。
Can we ask God to direct us as we say a prayer of blessing upon this text?
让我们在这里向神求，让求神来引导我们，让我们有一个祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for who you are. We thank you for your word, and we ask that it would speak to our hearts today.
主，我们感谢你，因着你的所事以及因着你所做的，我们来感谢你。求主你来向我们说话。
May your word be like a searchlight on our hearts.
愿你的话语就像一个照明灯来照明我们的心。
May you affirm what we are doing right and challenge us where we are proud.
愿你真的来坚固我们所做的，以及来确定我们所做的。
And we pray in Jesus' name.
祷告奉靠耶稣的名。阿门。
But my sermon outline is very simple, as we look first of all at what not to boast in, and then boast in understanding God, and then thirdly, boast in knowing God.
这次的讲章大纲比较单纯，就是我们不该夸口什么，我们该夸靠着什么夸口。
As we look at this text together, I want to just introduce by a few thoughts about boasting.
当我们来一起思想，我们一起思想有什么东西可以夸口的。
It is right and good for us to pursue excellence in life.
在我们生命里面来追求卓越是可以的，是应该的。
One of the concepts of sin in the Bible is missing the mark.
在圣经里面，罪的定义有一个定义里面，就是当我们不达到目标的时候。
So if we are capable of doing something well, but we do something poorly, that is considered a sin.
所以罪就是，如果我们有这个能力能够达到，但是我们却没有达到的话，没有尽我们的能力达到的话，这就叫罪。
It is wrong for an A student to be only passing. He should be able to achieve and do well in life.
如果一个学生能够拿到很好的成绩，可是他只是仅仅通过而已，对他来讲，这就是一个罪了。
But at the same time, it's not for us to be proud or not for us to say I'm better than somebody else.
但在另外一面来讲，却又是我们不应该来向别人夸口，说我比你好，我比你强。
And the way we avoid being proud is by giving glory and honor to God in our situations.
而在这种情况之下，我们如何来避免我们能够会这样来夸口呢？就是把荣耀、荣誉都归给神。
Everything we have is a gift from God.
我们所有的一切都是从神那里得来的。
God gave us our minds. God gave us our talents and abilities.
主神给我们的心智，给我们的能力，给我们的才智。
And so, therefore, we are to boast in the Lord.
所以我们要夸口，当指着主夸口。
And our text says that our boasting is to be in God rather than boasting in the temporal things of life.
所以我们看到，我们应该要指着主夸口，而不是为了地上这会短暂的事情而夸口。
The first thing that our text says that we are not to boast in is our wisdom.
在经文里面，第一讲到，我们不要因我们的智慧而夸口。
Verse 23 says, "Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom."
九章二十三节告诉我们，智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口。
And another analogy of wisdom we could include under this umbrella the idea of our skills, our abilities, our intellect underneath our wisdom.
在我们如果把智慧再把它更详细的来看的话，可能可以包含了技术、能力或是才干。
Now at the same time, the Bible says to pursue wisdom. That's what the book of Proverbs is all about.
但是圣经里面在箴言里面又告诉我们要追求智慧。
Matter of fact, Proverbs 1 verse 7 says this.
箴言一章七节告诉我们。
It says, "The fear of the Lord is the beginning of knowledge, but fools despise wisdom and discipline."
箴言一章七节告诉我们，敬畏耶和华是智慧的开端，愚妄人藐视智慧和训诲。
Someone has made this analogy. In the Old Testament, the pursuit is to be for wisdom. In the New Testament, we're to be Christ-like. That is our pursuit.
所以有人认为，在旧约里面我们是追求智慧，在新约里面我们是追求基督的生命。
In other words, Jesus Christ lived a life of wisdom. He embodied wisdom.
所以我们看到基督他就是智慧的生命。
But the analogy here is we're not to boast in our wisdom, our abilities, and the things that God has given us.
但重点在于我们不是在夸口我们的智慧，夸口一些神给我们的东西。
There's a challenge here where we are not to say, look at what God has given me. If we know our Bible well, we can't lord it over other people, saying, look how much I know.
在这里有一个挑战，就是我们不是说因着我们对圣经的知识有多少而来夸耀。
Therefore, the more wisdom we gain, the more that needs to be balanced by our humility.
我们越有知识的时候，我们越需要有谦卑来做一个平衡。
There's a phrase that says, "But for the grace of God, I could be that person who does not have wisdom."
有一句话是这样讲：如果我们有神给了我们智慧，我们或许可以像那一个人那个样子。
You know, just a couple weeks ago, we went down and did a service at a homeless ministry in New York City.
就在不久之前，我们为了纽约市无家可归人，我们做了一些服事。
And it's good for us to go in because we say, but for the grace of God, my life could be there as well.
这是一个让我们一个很好的经历。要不是神的恩典，我们的生命可能会像那些无家可归人一般。
But God has given me opportunity, God has given me education, God has given me a healthy family life so that I'm not on the streets of New York.
但感谢神给我们机会，给我们教育，给我们一些生命可以能够活得更好，能够比那些无家可归的人更好。
No matter what the wisdom we have in life, we need to say it's a gift from God. God has given it to me, therefore I do not boast in my wisdom.
无论我们有多少的智慧，我们都要知道这都是神所给予我们的，让我们不要因着这个来夸口。
Matter of fact, as soon as we start believing that we have gained wisdom, we stop learning.
当我们真了解我们越得到更多的智慧的时候，我们学习了更多。
One of the keys to becoming wiser is realizing we haven't arrived yet. We're still learning, and that's a place of humility.
成为一个智慧人的一个关键就是知道我们还没有达到那个顶点，我们还在学习的过程里面。
So first of all, Jeremiah says, "Let not the wise man boast in his wisdom."
所以在耶利米书首先告诉我们，智慧人不要因他的智慧夸口。
The second phrase, "or the strong man boast in his strength."
而第二句告诉我们，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口。
Some translations say, "the mighty man glory in his might."
有别的翻译本说，有能力的人会因着他的能力而夸耀。
This is our health, our power, or the influence that we have in this life.
这是我们的健康，我们的权柄，或是我们的影响力，在我们在这个生活上面。
There's something about life where we want to achieve a certain power and strength in our life, and we pursue that.
在我们的生活里面，我们总是会追求一些权柄或权力。
How many kids growing up have had a little contest to see who's the strongest?
在我们成长的过程，孩子成长过程里面，我们总是会有一些竞争的项目，看谁是比较有力气的。
There's something about life. We want to be stronger. We want to be faster. And as we get older, we want to have power.
我们总是想要更快、更高。在我们老年的时候，我们总是想要更有权势。
For many years now, I've been a member of a gym. I don't go very much, but I'm a member.
在许多年来，我总是我是一个健身房的会员，虽然我不常常去。
One thing I notice is the people who go almost every day, they always wear tight shirts to let you know that they go every day.
在健身房里面，我们可以看到那些经常几乎每天去的人，总是穿一些很紧的短袖衣服，让我们看到他是每天都去健身房。
There's something in the human nature. We want to show off. We want to let people know our strength, our abilities.
在人的本质里面，我们总是有一种想法，想要让人家知道我们的能力、我们的权力、权柄。
But to bring it to our adult life, or as we get older, it gets people begin having their little niches of power and influence.
但在我们真的是长大，在我们成人的过程里面，我们总是会有一点那样子的想要追求那个权力。
And for some people, it might be in the work setting where you have a certain amount of power and have influence over other people's lives.
或许是在工作的分配上面，我们有那么一点点的影响力，能够来支配人的生活。
What's unfortunate is that other people even bring that desire for power within the church context.
但很不幸的人有一些人把那一种权柄的欲望带到教会里面来。
I have a friend who about 4 or 5 years ago went and took a church in New York City.
我有一个朋友在四五年前接管了一个教会。
The church was closed earlier this year. And
这教会在今年年初的时候关闭了。
And the primary reason that the church closed is because the pastor was in conflict with two of the leaders of the church.
而这教会会关闭的原因是因为带领的传道牧者跟里面的两三位执事有了冲突。
Every time my friend the pastor tried to bring a new idea, the leaders always blocked it.
每一次我的传道朋友想要带一些新的主意到教会里面的时候， 教会里面的领导两三领导人总是反对。
They'd been in the church a long time. They had power. They had influence in that church.
他们教会在教会里面已经很久了，所以他们有那些权柄跟影响力。
But that influence without the submission to the will of God and the Holy Spirit can be destructive to a church community.
但那一种影响力若不是降服在神以及圣灵的引导之下，对教会或许是一个伤害。
And so therefore, God is calling us to use our influence, use our leadership, use our power very carefully.
所以神告诉我们用我们的力量，用我们的权柄，用我们的影响力要非常的小心。
And as the scripture says, let not the strong man boast in his strength.
就如同经文上面告诉我们的，勇士不要因他的勇力夸口。
The third issue is, let not the rich man boast in his riches.
第三段告诉我们，财主不要因他的财物夸口。
There's something about riches that people want to show it off.
在这里，有时候我们会有些人想要夸耀他的财富。
There's certain lines of cars that the only reason why they're made is so that rich people can show how much money they have.
在汽车工业里面，有某些形式的车子有限量发售，只因为让那些有钱人能够夸耀。
The dilemma with wealth is that God is the one who gives us strength. God is the one that gives us the ability to earn money.
但在这里有一个两面的讲法，就是说我们要知道是神给我们那些力量，是神给我们那些财富。
About half of our congregation was born overseas and they came to America.
在我们的教会里面有一半的信徒也是在别的地方出生，然后来到美国。
And I know that many of you or your parents came to America for opportunity, for a chance to get ahead.
就如同在我们当中有很多，或许是我们自己，或是我们的父母亲是从国外来的，来到美国为了要有更好的机会。
And so simply working hard and building up a business, that is not the wrong issue here.
所以这并不是错的，如果说我们要能够活得更好，或是说能够有更好的机会。
The issue is, why do we do what we do?
但问题是在于说，我们为什么要这样子做？
Do we do something? Do we want to attain success so that we can show off, so we can go back home and say, look what I've done in America?
我们这样做是因为只因为我们要能够成功，所以我们能够回到家乡里面，所以来夸耀说，你看我们做得多好。
The scripture that speaks well to this issue is 1 Timothy chapter 6, verse 10.
在提摩太前书第六章十四节里面讲的，第十节里面告诉我们这个有关这个题目。
And it's really that desire to be rich that ruins many people.
真的就是为了贪财来损害了许多的人。
Scripture says, "For the love of money is a root of all kinds of evil, for which some have strayed from the faith in their greediness and pierced themselves through with many sorrows."
提摩太前书六章十节，贪财是万恶之根。有人贪恋钱财，就被引诱离了真道，用许多愁苦把自己刺透了。
Money is not the root of evil; it's the love of money that's the root of all kinds of evil.
钱财本身并不是罪恶的根源，而是那个贪欲才是那罪恶的根源。
And even in the church, there are those who their pursuit of money has led them to stray away from God because money is more important to them.
其实，在教会里面有许多人追求了钱财，而就这样子离弃了正道，离开了神。
It's a tricky subject because we can't always judge the motives of someone else's heart.
这边有一个很不容易讲的讲法，就是我们永远没有办法来评断一个人的心。
But we need to be very cautious about not boasting in the possessions that God has given us.
但这边有一件事情是我们应该知道的，我们永远不要为着神所给我们的来夸口。
As we look at the next verse here, verse 24, we see what we are to boast in.
当我们看到二十四节的时候，是看到我们神告诉我们要因什么来夸口。
And our boasting is not to be in all these things, our wisdom, our strength, and our riches, but our boasting is to be in knowing and in relationship with God.
我们不因我们的智慧、我们的勇力、我们的财富来夸口，但是我们却要以我们认识神、我们和神的关系而夸口。
The way I've distinguished this verse is to say, first of all, our boasting is to be in our understanding of God. In other words, knowing about Him, His character. And secondly, our boasting is to be knowing Him personally.
在这里，我将这里这一节分成两部分。一部分是我们因着明白神的特质特性而来夸口；另外一个部分就是我们真认识神，在我们本人跟神之间的关系上面。
Matter of fact, in the book of 1 Corinthians 1 verse 31, the Apostle Paul summarizes this verse.
在哥林多前书里面。保罗把这个有一个结论。
He says, as the scripture says, let him who boasts boast in the Lord.
在这里他告诉我们说，让那些夸口的指着神夸口。
And so again, what we should take pride in is our relationship with God.
所以在这里我们再一次看到，我们要骄傲的是我们的跟神的关系之间来骄傲。
Another way of saying this is our faith in God is eternal. Everything else is temporary.
也就是说我们在神里面的信心是永恒的，其他的事情都只是短暂的。
And so therefore we should be boasting in God, in who He is, His character, as well as our ability to know Him personally.
所以我们若要夸口，我们真要夸口说我们知道神的特质、特性，以及神在我们的里面。
And so therefore my first point is that God delights in kindness, or in other words, God exercises kindness and delights in it.
所以我们首先看到的是神喜悦仁慈，而且神也施行仁慈。
The verse says, again, verse 24, but let him who boasts about this, that he understands and knows me, that I am the Lord who exercises kindness.
所以二十四节告诉我们，夸口的却因他有聪明，认识我是耶和华，又知道我喜悦在世上施行慈爱。
The nature of God is God is a God filled with kindness.
这个神的本质就是神是充满的慈爱。
There's the Hebrew word that is used here is hesed, which often is translated love.
在希伯来文这个字眼。念 hesed, 它在翻译上面就是爱。
One translation in English uses this concept, loving kindness, together as one long word.
另外一种英文翻译指的是有爱的恩慈。
But it's a very common word in description of God. God is a God who loves. God is a God who is merciful. He's kind.
在经文里面，我们常常可以看到，神就是爱，神就是恩慈，神就是怜悯。
And the principle is that God is a God who exercises kindness, but He also wants us to be kind as well.
原则上就是说，神他是一个施行慈爱的神，神也希望我们能够施行慈爱。
The great privilege of knowing God as our Savior is that He is kind to us, He is loving towards us, and He exercises that kindness in our behalf.
在我们最大的权柄里面，就是我们知道神是施行慈爱。对我们施行慈爱、恩慈、怜悯的神。
Someone used the analogy that when they had a neighbor, the neighbor always looked out for them growing up when they were a child.
有人用这样子做一个比方，我们的邻居总是看着我们小孩长大。
And if other kids were picking on that child, the neighbor would look out and make sure they were taken care of.
当其他小孩子来欺负那个小孩子的时候，邻居总是会来看顾他，告诉他，告诉别的小孩不可以欺负他。
The analogy is that God is like that. God has looks out for our best interest.
所以在这里，我们就可以看到，神就是这样子，神总是为着我们最大的利益来看顾我们。
As we give Him our life, as we yield ourselves to Him, He looks out for what's going on in our life.
当我们将我们的生命交在神的手上，当我们真的把全人奉上的时候，神会看顾我们。
If we're living in rebellion against Him, He may not be looking out for us. He may be trying to correct our life by allowing problems to come our way.
但如果我们背逆神的时候，神或许不会照顾我们，或许会用这一些苦难来管教我们。
But God's very character is to love and to show kindness.
但神的本质是爱，是要施行慈爱。
The second thing we can understand about God from our text here is the issue of justice. He exercises justice and he delights in those who are just.
在第二个部分里面，我们可以看得到是神也施行公平，而且他也喜悦公平。
God is a God who is concerned about what is fair, what is right, what is just.
神是一个这样子的神，他关心什么是公平公正，神什么是合理的。
A part of this justice is one day we will stand before God Almighty and give an account for our life.
在有一天审判的时候是这样子，我们要站在神的面前，根据我们所行的来做审判。
Not only is God concerned with justice, but He is the judge, and we will stand before Him.
神不仅仅关心着审判，他本身就是审判官，对我们的生活来做一个审判。
And we can do it with confidence, knowing Jesus Christ as our Savior.
而我们能够坦然无惧地到神的面前，因为我们知道耶稣是我们的救主。
Because Jesus died on a cross for our sins, that we might have peace with Him.
因为耶稣基督在十字架为我们的罪而死，让我们与神能够成就和平。
And Jesus' sacrifice satisfies God's justice as directed towards us.
耶稣的牺牲满足了神的公义，为对着我们来讲。
But God is concerned with all kinds of justice, all kinds of things which are fair and right.
但神是关心的所有的公义，所有的合不合理的事情。
There's a verse in Proverbs 11, verse 1, which describes part of God's character.
在箴言十一章一节描述了部分神的特性。
It says, "The Lord abhors dishonest scales, but accurate weights are His delight."
箴言十一章一节，诡诈的天平为耶和华所憎恶，公平的砝码为他所喜悦。
So God is pleased when we exercise justice, when we treat people with fairness in our life.
所以，当我们施行公平公正的时候，是神所喜悦的。
This has application in the workforce where we deal with people in fairness and rightness as well.
所以在我们日常生活里面的应用上面，我们如果能够和人能够公平公正的交往，是神所喜悦的。
I've often heard the criticism from people that says that God is unfair. God does not treat me right.
有时候我会听到有人抱怨说，哦，神是不公平的，神对我来，并没有公正的来对待我。
Matter of fact, there's a large movement within American culture where people raised Christians are becoming atheists. They're rejecting their religious heritage.
在美国这时候有很多从基督教家庭长大的，反而变成了一个异端，他们开始反对了基督信仰。
And in the case of many who reject their faith, a part of it is that they're angry with God. They think God has been unfair to them.
他们反对他们自己的信心，是因为反对神的做法，他们认为神对他们不公平。
It was said of Charles Darwin, who began the evolution theory, that he buried three of his children.
I'm sorry?
Charles Darwin, the beginning of evolution.
当达尔文开始进化论的时候，他
He buried his
children? Yeah, three of his children died.
他埋葬了他的三个孩子。
And a part of his rejection of religion, an idea of the earth beginning without any God as creator, was that he was angry with God.
达尔文他会反对信仰，是因为他对神生气。
And like many who reject God, they say God has not been fair to me.
许多人会生神的气，是因为觉得神对他不公平。
Why did God not stop that abuse that took place, or that hurt, or that death, or whatever took place? People are upset with God.
为什么神会容许那些虐待、死亡、不公平的事情发生呢？
And yet the truth is, God is a God of justice.
但事实上，神就是一个审判的神。
The reality is that people have free choice. And also, there is a Satan, there is a devil who wants to destroy our lives.
在事实上，人有自由意志，而且在另外一方面，有撒旦，有魔鬼想要来破坏我们的生命生活。
And so we need to uphold the fact that God is just. He loves justice. He cares for what is right and what is not right.
所以我们要知道的是，神是审判的神，神 神关心什么是公正与公平，神知道什么是对或错。
And there are times that we will not understand His ways, because He is God and we are not.
但我们有时候不知道神的法则，是因为他是神，而我们不是。
We can never fully understand why certain things happen, but we know that God is fair, God is loving, God is just.
我们或许永远不能明白为什么有些事情会发生，但我们知道神是爱，神是公平，神是公义。
The third thing that we read about God in this text is that God exercises righteousness and He delights in righteousness.
第三部分我们看到是神施行公义，而且神也喜悦公义。
God loves it when we make right choices in our life.
神很喜悦我们，当我们做了一个正确的选择。
God is pleased when our life becomes more a life of holiness, a life of right living.
当我们的生命更圣洁、更公义的时候，神是非常喜悦的。
And the more that we live in righteousness, the more God is able to bless, and more God is pleased with our life.
当我们生活越公义的时候，神更能够来祝福我们，来喜悦我们。
One of the challenges is that Hollywood, among other places,does not glorify in righteousness.
有一个挑战就是在好莱坞这个地方，他们并不来荣耀公义。
Matter of fact, you could make a case for the fact that good stories often include a lot of sin, a lot of wrong choices.
我们可以看到，常常一些所谓的好的故事，总是包含了很多的罪恶与不对的事情。
To make a movie where everyone does the right thing is not a very interesting movie.
当如果制作一个电影，通通是讲人做了一个很好的事情的时候，那可能不是一个很好的电影。
The story has more drama when there's a murder or there's an adulterous relationship.
如果一个电影充满了紧张刺激，充满着谋杀或是奸淫。
But yet the opposite is true in real life. In real life, righteousness leads to good living, a good life.And sin leads to a destructive life.
但现实生活里面，我们知道公义引导我们到一个好的生活，而罪却引导我们到一个不好的生活。
That's why, in most cases, when you read about the lives of actors and people in Hollywood, there's nothing to admire in their personal life.
所以，我们显而易见的，我们会看到，当我们看好莱坞一些明星的生活的时候，那真的是没有什么好可值得钦佩的。
That someone cannot maintain a relationship, they have to go through multiple life partners, is actually a shame. It's a very painful way to live.
在他们的生活里面，要维持一个关系，或许他们要经过许许多多的partner.
Marriage or
那个婚姻上面常常要换，但事实上并不是一个很好的事情。
And yet.God is calling us to a place of right living. As we pursue righteousness, God blesses, God is pleased with us.
但神要我们追求一个好的生活，追求公义的生活，神要来祝福我们。
My third point is that we are to boast in knowing God, not just understanding, but also boast in knowing God.
我第三个点，我们要以认识神来夸口，不仅仅是明白神，更是要以认识神来夸口。
Another way of saying this is that our faith in Jesus Christ is our greatest gift.
也就是说，我们在基督里的信心是我们最大的财富。
There is nothing better in your life or my life than the fact that when we die, we're going to go to heaven because of our faith in Jesus.
在我们生命里面，可能没有比这个更好的，因为我们在基督里有信心，所以我们当我们死的时候，能够到神的面前。
To use an analogy or a similar point, we go to the words of the Apostle Paul in Galatians chapter 6.
让我们看一节经文来做一个解说例子，也就是加拉太书六章十四节。
Paul talks about boasting in the cross.
保罗说到以十字架为夸口。
And he says in Galatians 6:14.
在加拉太书六章十四节。
May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ, through which the world has been crucified to me and I to the world.
加太书六章十四节，但我断不以别的夸口， 只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架，因这十字架就我而论，世界已经钉在十字架上；就世界而论，我已经钉在十字架上。
Let me elaborate a little bit for a moment on the life of the Apostle Paul.
让我们再来看一下保罗的生命。
The Apostle Paul was one of the brightest, most gifted young men in Jewish culture.
保罗在犹太的文化里面，或许是一个最聪明、最有能、最才干的一个年轻人。
He was well trained in Greek culture and language.
他在希腊的文化与语言上面受到了良好的训练。
He was trained by one of the top rabbis in his day.
他是被当时最好的老师来训练的。
I imagine if the Apostle Paul were alive in our world, he would be like a PhD professor of a university.
如果保罗在我们今天的生活上面，他或许会是一个博士，在一个大学里面当教授。
And yet, he went through a lot of hardship because he came to put his faith and trust in Jesus Christ.
但他也受过了很多的苦难，因为他把信心放在耶稣基督上面。
Multiple times he was almost killed because of his faith in Jesus.
因着在耶稣基督里的信，他有许多次差一点被杀。
And here he says, "May I never boast except in the cross of our Lord Jesus Christ."
但是他在这里却说，但我断不以别的夸口，只夸我们主耶稣基督的十字架。
And one aspect of that is that in the cross is Paul's salvation.
从另外一个角度来看，在十字架上面是保罗的救恩。
Because Jesus died on a cross, the Apostle Paul's sins were forgiven.
因为耶稣基督在十字架上的死，所以保罗的罪得赦免。
Because Jesus Christ died on a cross, our sins are forgiven as well.
因着耶稣基督在十字架上死，我们的罪也得赦免。
But there's another aspect to that is that the Apostle Paul says, "I boast in my pain and my sorrows and my sacrifice."
但从另外一个角度来看，保罗说，我以我的苦难、我的痛苦、我的遭迫害来夸口。
Matter of fact, the Apostle Paul was quicker to expose his shortcomings than to boast of his strengths.
但保罗却来显示他的软弱，而不显示他的能力。
You know, I'll let you in on a little secret that pastors know about.
我在这边要来跟你们分享一些秘密。
When pastors get together, sometimes some like to boast in the size of their church.
当一些牧者聚在一起的时候，有一些牧者喜欢因着教会的大小来夸口。
Your pastor is very humble. I'm not talking about your pastor.
我们的牧者非常谦卑哦，不是他。
But even in Christian circles, men can get together and say, "Look at my church. It's grown by 30% this year."
其实，在基督徒的生活里面，牧者也会。像一般人一样说，你看我的教会，我成长了百分之多少多少。
I believe that that would be very offensive to the Apostle Paul.
我想，如果在保罗在的话，对他来讲会非常的被攻击啊。
Because everything that happens in this church or any other church is to give glory to God.
因为无论在这个教会或那个教会所发生的一切的事情，都要归荣耀于神。
And it just shows that we are so susceptible to that human ego, that need to boast about what we have done.
而在这里，我们只是看到我们的本性里面就是这么容易想要因着我们的成就来夸口。
And so the Apostle Paul says, "I boast in the cross of Jesus Christ."
所以在这里，我们看到保罗说，我只夸主耶稣基督的十字架。
And a part of this is I will boast in carrying my own cross and the sorrows and the struggles that I take up.
也就是说，我们夸我们背着自己的十字架，我们所受的一切的苦难以及挣扎。
Paul talks about boasting in his weakness, not in his strength.
保罗在这里为着对着他的软弱来夸口，而不是他的刚强。
And so God is calling us to walk in humility and say, "It's all for the grace of God."
所以神要我们过着一个谦卑的生活，把一切荣耀归给神。
A part of the idea is that our faith is our greatest possession.
另外一部分就是信心是我们最大的产业。
In Matthew 6, 19 to 21, we have a challenge for us today.
马太福音六章十九到二十一节，对我们来讲是一点点的挑战。
And in this text we see, do not store up for yourselves treasures on earth where moth and rust destroy, and where thieves break in and steal, but store up for yourselves treasures in heaven where moth and rust do not destroy, and where thieves do not break in and steal. For where your treasure is, there your heart will be also.
马太福音六章十九到二十一节，不要为自己积攒财富在地上，地上有虫子咬，能锈坏，也有贼挖窟窿来偷。只要积攒财富在天上，天上没有虫子咬，不能锈坏，也没有贼挖窟窿来偷。因为你的财宝在哪里，你的心也在哪里。
Here Jesus is really expressing the idea that we have a choice between our treasures on earth or our treasures on heaven.
所以主耶稣在这里告诉我们，我们有一个选择，我们可以把我们的财富在地上或是在天上。
And we can either focus on our bank account in heaven or our bank account on earth.
我们可以将我们的注意力放在我们在地上的银行账户或是在天上的银行账户。
But of course, Jesus says our account in heaven is so much more valuable.
那根据主耶稣告诉我们的，在天上的那是更有价值的。
And therefore, we have a choice with the resources that God gives us.
我们在这里，我们有一个选择，根据神给我们的。
We can invest in our IRA for this earth, or we can invest in the work of God in His kingdom.
我们可以投资在地上的退休计划，或是投资在天上的天国国度。
We can spend our money on things that satisfy ourselves and our family, or we can be mindful of the needs of others in this world.
我们可以投资满足我们在地上、我们家人、我们自己，或是在天上的事情。
We can take a risk about our faith, and we can share it with others.That we might add others to the kingdom of God, or else we can be selfish and just keep our mouth shut.
我们可以冒着一点点的危险来跟别人分享我们在主里的信心，或是我们只是就是什么话都不说。
You know, I heard an illustration recently about someone talking to someone who owned a car dealership.
最近我听到有一个人告诉我一个例子，有一个人。拥有一个车子的代理。
And the Christian was talking to the owner of the car dealership.
有一个基督徒在跟这个汽车代理商的老板谈话。
And the car dealer was saying, "Well, I know some pastors. They come in and they buy nice cars, and they say the church is just a business. That's all it is."
那汽车代理商说，有些牧者来到我这里买了一些很不错的车子，他觉得。教会只是一个另外一个做生意的场所。
And yet, this Christian's response was, the difference between the church and a business is that a business can only help people, the church can transform people.
但这个基督徒告诉那个代理商说，教会和做生意的地方不同的地方是，做生意的只能来帮助人，但是教会能够来改变人。
And so the business, perhaps that car dealer could give his car away to someone who was poor, but the church can take someone who is broken and have them become whole in Jesus Christ.
在做生意方面来讲，或许就比如说那个代理商，或许他可以把一个车子给出去来帮助一些贫穷没有车子的人，但教会确实可以使一个心灵破碎的人重新变成一个完整的人，能够过一个圣洁的生活。
And so understand that what we have in the church is something which is far more precious than the world has to offer.
所以让我们真明白，在教会里面，我们有比这世上更珍贵的东西。
We have the privilege of helping people know God and know eternity in His presence.
我们有这个特权，能够来帮助别人认识神、认识彼此、认识自己。
The second verse on the screen is Matthew 13, 44 to 46.
让我们再看一节经文，马太福音十三章四十四节到四十六节。
It says, "The kingdom of heaven is like a treasure hidden in a field, When a man found it, he hid it again and went then in his joy went and sold all that he had and bought that field. Again, the kingdom of heaven is like a merchant looking for fine pearls. When he found one of great value, he went away and sold everything he had and bought it.
马太福音十三章四十四到四十六节，天国好像宝贝藏在地里，人遇见了就把它藏起来，欢欢喜喜的去变卖一切所有的买这块地。天国又好像买卖人寻找好珠子，遇见一颗重价的珠子，就去变卖他一切所有的买了这个珠子。
Do we think about our faith in Christ in that kind of terminology?
我们有没有把我们自己对在基督里的信心看成像这样子的一个叙述呢？
The fact is that our relationship with Jesus Christ is our greatest treasure.
我们和主耶稣基督的关系是我们最大的宝藏。
It is something that is more valuable than anything else that we own.
比我们所拥有的一切的东西都还要来珍贵。
It's worth giving up everything to have and to know Jesus Christ as our Savior.
这值得我们放弃一切，变卖一切，为了要认识我主耶稣基督。
We are called to treasure our faith in Jesus.
我们称为在耶稣基督里的宝藏。
To appreciate the greatness of what we have in Him.
来让我们真的是来感谢我们拥有他这个宝物。
Allow me to share three applications of this message together.
让我们真的来一起来看三个应用。
First of all, wealth, power, and knowledge are all temporal.
首先让我们知道所有的财富、权柄和知识都是暂时的。
Someone said, you never see a hearse with a U-Haul behind it.
Well, I don't know how
hearse,
to change
hearse, okay, I'm sorry. I didn't help him with this, that's my fault.You never see a hearse, a body with something, all the treasures of the dead person behind.
Okay. So U-Haul 车子后面挡到，所以你看不到后面的好东西。
That was not in his notes, so my apologies. The fact of the matter is, whatever we have in life is going to perish one day.
事实上就是不管我们今天拥有什么，总有一天都要过去。
And yet, our faith in Christ is eternal.
但我们在主耶稣基督的信心却是永恒的。
And so, one day, everything we work to achieve will end up being nothing.
有一天，当我们在这世上所成就的一切都会变成无有。
A few years ago, we had a man who came to our church. He came kind of grudgingly because his wife was a Christian, and he was not.
几年前有一个人到我们教会来，有一点点态度来到我们教会，哦，因为他的太太是基督徒，但他自己不是。
And he came once in a while, partly to please his wife and to be a good example to his children.
他偶尔来一下，有一部分原因是因为要讨他太太的喜悦，而且想要在他孩子面前树立一个好的榜样。
Now his story was that he had worked very hard in life. He had quite a bit of success as a journalist.
重点在于他是一个杂志的记者，他蛮成功的。
But there was a Father's Day that he came to church, and the message was on God as being our heavenly Father.
在一个父亲节，他来到教会里面，那一天的传讲的题目是神，我们天上的父。
And he realized that day that all that he could do still left him empty. He still needed a father in life.
他那天感觉到他所有有的，他仍然感觉到空虚，他需要一个父亲。
There are certain things that life success will never give us.
有一些事情是我们在地上成功的时候仍然不能给我们的。
Some people turn to Jesus when their life is ruined and they can't make their way, and so they turn to God.
有些人到主的面前是因为他的生命没有办法运转，他必须要到主的面前来。
Other people are trying to climb the ladder of success, and when they get near the top, they realize it's not all it's cracked up to be.
有些人是因为他一步一步往上爬的时候，当他快要达到巅峰的时候，他发现这一切都没有用。
Everything this life has to offer is temporal.
所有这世上能够给我们的都是暂时的。
By contrast, our faith in Jesus is eternal.
但相反的，我们在主耶稣基督里的信心却是永恒的。
This past week, I went to my friend's wake for his brother.
在几个礼拜前，我去参加一个我朋友的兄弟的守夜瞻仰仪容的事情。
My friend is also a pastor, and we've been in the same town for many years together.
我的朋友也是一个牧师，我们在同一个镇里面许多年。
And I was reminded this week just the difference that Jesus Christ makes in a life.
我们就提醒互相，真的是耶稣基督让我们的生命不同。
You see, my friend Dominic, when he was 16, he became a follower of Jesus Christ.
当我朋友他16岁的时候，他成为主耶稣基督的跟随者。
His brother, who was 4 years older, did not become a Christian at that time.
他的哥哥大他四岁。在那个时候没有成为基督徒。
And now this week, the Christian, the pastor, was there to bury his brother.
在这个礼拜，所有基督徒那些牧者来埋葬他的哥哥。
His brother lived a typical life without Christ.
他的哥哥活着一个典型的没有基督的生活。
He probably drank too much. He probably made a lot of wrong choices.
或许他喝太多了，或许他做了很多不对的选择。
And now he is no longer with us.
现在他不再与我们同在。
I look at my friend, he's about my age, he's still full of life and health, and I say, what a difference following Jesus makes.
当我看我朋友，他仍然充满着活力，充满着健康的时候，我们看到一个主耶稣基督的跟随者是如此的不同。
There's something about being at a funeral setting to put perspective into life.
当我们真的参加一个丧礼的时候，我们真的可以看到，可以真的透视到我们的生命生活。
One day we'll all stand before God. One day our life will all be over.
有一天我们生命都会结束，有一天我们都会站在神的面前。
There's a saying that says, "Only one life will soon be passed. Only what's done for Christ will last."
有一句话是这样讲的，所以这一生命都会过去，只有在主里的生命会长存。
God wants us to live a life that counts for eternity.
神要我们活一个能够值得永恒的一个生命。
And my final application is that we should give God priority and make everything else secondary.
最后一点，我们应该要给神为优先，其他的都是其次。
There's a well-known passage in Matthew 22 that talks about what is the greatest commandment Jesus is asked.
在马太福音22章里面告诉耶稣基督问我们什么是最大的诫命。
In other words, what's the most important thing that we can do as people of faith?
也就是说在我们的信心里面我们能够做最大的事情是什么。
Matthew 22:37, Jesus replied.
马太福音22:37，主耶稣告诉我们
：“Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your mind. This is the first and greatest commandment, and the second is like it: love your neighbor as yourself. All the law and the prophets hang on these two commands.”
马太福音22:37-39，耶稣对他说：“你要尽心、尽性、尽意爱主你的神。”这是诫命中的第一，且是最大的。其次也相仿，就是要爱人如己。这两条诫命是律法和先知一切道理的总纲。
When we love God fully, when we put Him first, then everything else gets put into perspective.
当我们真的是把神放在第一位，当我们全心爱主的时候，其他的事情都是其次了。
And then we're called to love our neighbor as well, but those are the main.The central issue of Christianity, to love God and to love our neighbor.
爱我们的邻舍也是一样，而这些就是我们基督生活的中心，爱神，爱人。
I met a woman this week who had been fairly well known in the 1980s as a singer.
我最近碰到一个女士， 他在1980年的时候是蛮有名的一个歌唱家。
And when it comes to boasting, usually people who have had some fame like to boast or be proud of their success.
讲到夸口，当人有一点点名声的时候，我们通常会为了我们曾经所做过的成就来夸口。
But her name, Linda was her name. She was actually very approachable and very humble about things.
但 Linda 这个歌唱家，她却是非常和蔼可亲、非常谦卑的一个人。
She has an outreach now. She's become a Christian. She has an outreach with her husband.
她现在成为一个基督徒，她和她的先生在一起。
She will sing a few songs, and sometimes that attracts attention because she was well known. People know who she is primarily in the African American community.
她有时候会唱一些歌来吸引人的注意，她主要是在非洲这个团体里面。
But after she sings, her husband preaches the gospel.
在非洲，美国非洲人那个团体里面，她有时候会在一些教会里面唱歌。
And really the point is that she's been given a gift of people knowing who she is and people recognizing her talent to sing the music.
所以神给她一个天赋，让她能够唱歌，而且人也知道她有这个天赋，她唱得很好。
But now she loves God more than anything else.
但她现在爱神比爱任何一切都要多。
And so she's now putting God first and using her talents and abilities to expand the kingdom of God.
她现在把神放在第一位，而把用她的天赋来扩张神的国度。
I know God has given each one of us certain talents, certain gifts, certain abilities.
我知道神都给我们每一个人一部特别的天赋、才能与能力。
If we put God first, He can then use us in our unique gifts and talents.
如果我们把神放在第一位的时候，神可以用着我们这一些能力，力量。
May we treasure our faith in God. May we make Him first in our lives.
让我们真的来珍惜在主里的信心，让我们能够将神放在首位上面。
Let us pray together.
让我们祷告。
Our Father, we thank you for the cross of Jesus Christ.
主，我们感谢你。感谢你，感谢耶稣基督的十字架。
Because Jesus went to the cross, we have salvation.
因着主耶稣上了十字架，我们有了救赎救恩。
We thank you that Jesus also rose from the dead.
我们也感谢主耶稣从死里复活。
And for all of us who have faith and trust in Jesus Christ, we have the hope of eternity as well.
在我们这些信耶稣的人里面，我们得到永生的盼望。
Father, help us to treasure our faith in you.
主啊，帮助我们真的能够来珍惜在你里的信心。
Help us to be mindful of eternity.
让我们真的是充满在心里充满了永恒。
And may Jesus Christ be first in our life.
让耶稣基督在我们的生命里面做首位。
Use us to make a difference in this world.
让我们真能够来用着我们来使这个世界更不同。
We pray in Jesus' name.
我们祷告，奉靠耶稣的名。
Amen.